Recording in progress.
Well, it's 5:30 p.m., and I'm going to call this evening's meeting to order of the regular meeting of the Board of Directors. Today is September 17th. I will ask Director Jung, Mayor Jung, to lead us tonight in the Pledge of Allegiance.
So, right hand over your heart, get down to me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
Madam Clerk, call the roll, please.
Roll call, Director Amezcua. Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green. Director Jung. Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Tran.
Present.
Director Wigan.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Okay, you do have a quorum with 9 directors present.
Great. Mr. General Manager, are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay. Let the record reflect that Mayor Amezcua has now joined us. Mr. General Manager, are there any? Did I already say this? I think I did. Now, September, I'm not that senile yet. Is there any visitor participation at this time? I don't think that's Fred Bachmiller's hand. I think that's the cursor, right?
Correct.
Okay, great. Seeing none, we'll move to the consent calendar, which consists of items 1 through 22. What is the pleasure of the board?
Move it.
Great. We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, if you'll call the roll.
Roll call, Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Jung. Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 10 yes votes.
Great. Item 23 is a SOPA update. SOPA did meet on Tuesday. We had a session regarding homelessness along the Santa Ana River. That's something that SOPA has engaged in, and we received a report about that in terms of relocating some of these folks that are living within the river. And also, it was the first time SOPA has actually met at their headquarters in about 9 months, because they've been undergoing a remodeling of the headquarters. And that's all I have to report. 24 is the water resources report.
Yeah, Mr. President, that information is in the packet and staff can answer any questions.
Great. Did anyone have any questions on the water resources report? Seeing none, that brings us to committee conference meeting reports. Communications and Legislative Chair Tran.
Reports in the packet.
There you go. And then water issues, Chair Green. And Admin Finance Chair Yeo.
Yes, the items are containing tonight's agenda packet.
Fantastic. And are there any reports on committees, conferences, meetings attended at district expense at which a quorum of the board is present? Seeing that, verbal reports, president's report. I had the privilege of giving a little opening speech at the National Water
Supply
Association this morning in Irvine. It was the first time that that group had ever met in Orange County or on the West Coast. They're primarily a East Coast group. And then I got to watch Lisa Haney give a very good presentation as well. And I suspect she's probably with them now. It's a two-day conference. And it's primarily involved with interfacing with the Corps of Engineers. And so I believe tomorrow the group's going to go and tour Prado Dam. General Manager's report.
Yeah, Mr. President, I have a few items. First, I wanted to introduce our new Information Services Director, Mr. Frank Hernandez. Frank, if you can come up. He was at the Imperial Irrigation District, but he has decided to come back closer to the coastline. And, Frank, if you want to say anything.
President Bilodeau, members of the board, everyone present, good evening. My name is Frank Hernandez. I am coming over from the Imperial Irrigation District. I'm happy to be here as the new Information Services Director. Meeting everybody today, it's a fantastic organization. I could see real quick the culture that you've all built and fostered here speaks volumes to the leadership and the staff and the mission and believing in the mission of serving our community. I've been in GovTech for 30 years, executive level leadership for over 15 years, last serves as the chief technical officer. And I'm excited to hit the ground running and serve everyone here and make sure we're leveraging and securing our security, our technology as best possible. So I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Great. Well, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Secondly, I wanted to mention we do have our first rainfall event of the winter, I guess, but it is relatively small. We expect about 0.3 inches of rainfall starting tonight. It's not going to amount to a lot of water behind a dam, less than 1,000 acre feet, but it's good to get the season started anyway. So we'll see what happens there. Then I did want to mention a few meetings coming up. On Friday, we have a dedication ceremony with IRWD for a new well with a new PFAS system has been constructed for this well, and the well will be back online. Emails have been sent out if anybody wants to attend. I wanted to mention next Wednesday, we will host the Western States Water Council for a tour of the plant and of the Anaheim facilities. And these are people, high-ranking people from different states across the West who get together. And so they want to come and visit the district and see how we operate. And then I wanted to mention on October 1st, we will have the president of the Saudi Arabia Water Authority here. And there's a lot of preparation for that. And he'll be bringing a delegation of at least a dozen people. And they want to see Orange County Water District and how we operate. So just informational items I wanted the board to be fully aware of. And that concludes my remarks.
Fantastic. Are there any director's reports? All right. Seeing none, general counsel report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. No report. We do have a closed session for a conference with legal counsel pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9D, one potential case, and recommend recess to closed session at this time.
Okay, thank you very much.
We return from closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9D, and there are no reportable items in the closed session.
And the meeting is adjourned.